What does the Bible teach about business? That's what we'll uncover together on the Business in His Image podcast. This show explores strategies from the Bible that will help you grow your business, strengthen your walk with Jesus, and help you reach your God-given potential as an entrepreneur. The Bible is filled with practical wisdom to help you live for God while using your gifts. Let's unpack what that means for you and how you can use biblical truths to build a thriving business that honors Christ. Now it's time to dive in. As a business owner, have you ever struggled with the idea of wealth? If so, we are going to dive into a great topic today about what Jesus had to say about wealth. You are really going to want to tune in today. Have you ever struggled with the idea of wealth as a Christian business owner? In Matthew chapter 19, there was a rich man who seemed eager to go to heaven. And Jesus tested that man and he asked him to sell his possessions and give to the poor, but the man didn't want to let his possessions go. You may be familiar with this story. It's about the rich young ruler. Okay. What's interesting about the story in Matthew 19 is that this rich man came to Jesus. So he had a desire for God. He had an inclination towards the things of God, and he wanted to know how to gain eternal life. So when Jesus got to that point of asking him to let go of his possessions, the Bible says in verse 22, when the young man heard this, he went away sad because he had great wealth. Then Jesus said to his disciples in verse 23 and 24, "Truly I tell you, it is hard for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." Wow. So reading this, it could cause one to think that being wealthy, that having resources is a bad thing, that it's sinful. But here's where we need to make a distinction. This man did not sin because he was rich. His problem was that he put his wealth before his relationship with God. So the man obeyed God in other areas of his life, but when he was tested, he didn't want to let go of his possessions for the sake of Christ. My friends, God has no problem with wealth. In fact, there were many believers in the Bible who were wealthy, and they still followed God faithfully and were able to put those resources to work for the kingdom of God. That's why he blesses us, so that we can use those resources. But the difference with this man in Matthew chapter 19 is that he was attached to what he owned. So my friends, if we want to please God, we must guard our hearts against coveting material things, including money. God wants to bless us, but he doesn't want those blessings to come before our relationship with him. This is something that is not always easy for me personally. As a business owner and follower of Christ, I do have moments where I get distracted by success. I get distracted by the goals that I've set, or when I look at what other people in my industry are doing, and I have to constantly guard my heart and examine myself and bring myself before God and ask him to cleanse me of all the things that have polluted my mind and my spirit, the things that I'm exposed to on a daily basis because of the industry that I'm in. And it's not just the fact that we're involved in business, but we live in a wicked world and we are surrounded by ungodly influences day in and day out. So regardless, we have to cleanse ourselves by the blood of Jesus on a daily basis. We have to get filled with his word on a daily basis so that we don't become filled with the things of this world. So as I speak this to you, friend, I'm speaking this to myself as well, and I'm letting you know that I am right there along with you, fighting this battle, fighting this war daily, using the word of God as my weapon, right? I'm there with you, and I understand the battle that you are facing daily. But let me encourage you that God does not give us more than what we can handle, and he put these dreams in your heart for a purpose. And he will equip you, he will equip me, he will equip all of us whom he has called. We do not have to worry, my friend. We just need to rely on God and continue to be at his feet. He will finish the good work that he started in us. So be encouraged, right? I have went through seasons in my life where I thought pursuing my dreams could potentially distract me from God. So I didn't want to pursue my dreams. And maybe you've experienced that. Maybe you've questioned pursuing business and continuing on with your business because you saw it as a potential distraction. But friend, Jesus said that he did not call us to be taken out of this world, but to be kept and protected from the evil one. So the key here, friends, is we need to rely on God. I'm going to leave you with this verse in Luke chapter 12, verse 15. Then he said to them, "Watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions." So let us hold on to this word and remember our why. Remember our purpose. Remember why God put this dream in our hearts. It is for something much bigger and much greater than ourselves. Thank you for listening to the Business in His Image podcast with me, your host, Joe Harris. If this show has blessed you, please share it with a friend and subscribe so that you can be notified when we release new episodes. My prayer is that God will help you soak up every bit of what you've heard today and help you apply it to your business so that you can see results. I'll see you next time, and may God bless you.